Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Minimum penalty echoes and aftershocks of the penalty imposed in January to the Hidroituango dam in Colombia. The penalty imposed to the Hidroituango hydroelectric project by the Colombian National Authority for Environmental Permits is almost laughable, says Isabel Zuleta, spokesperson for the Movement in Defense of Territories Affected by Dams, Rios Vivos, of the Antioquia Department. The preventive measure of immediate suspension of the construction of the channel that goes from Puerto Valdivia to the dam in northern Antioquia, because waste of those works were thrown into the river Cauca, does not have the strength we expected, since the fishermen have no food, barequeros, that is artisanal gold extractors, are unemployed. As a consequence of this environmental impact, the activist told Real World Radio. In addition, Zuleta highlighted in an interview yesterday that the international community must know the huge political pressure that the movement Rios Vivos had to implement for a supposedly simple procedure of an environmental complaint. The technical team of the Group of Energy, Dams and Reservoirs of the National Authority for Environmental Permits had made follow-up visits to the affected area in October 5-7 and in November 11-13 upon request of the movement Rios Vivos. After that, the team recommended the preventive measure of an immediate halt on the construction of the channel from Puerto Valdivia to the dam, since the company was not complying with the obligations under the environmental permit, according to Resolution Number 27 of January 16 by the National Authority. The volumes of the material coming from the channel are abundant and they bury low vegetation, break and creep tree species, and finally are deposited in the bed of the Cauca River and are swept away by the waters, reads the resolution, among other things. The company in charge for the venture, Empresas Públicas de Medellín, shall remedy the environmental damage. In our interview on Monday with Zuleta, she said that Empresas Públicas de Medellín now has fired about 1,800 workers in the area, according to calculations we have done, who were in charge of this part of the work. And Empresas Públicas blame the movement Rios Vivos for this massive dismissal. They are not holding us accountable for demanding our rights, in this case to a healthy environment, but of violating the right to work, she explained, which is worrying for environmental advocates, since they are left in a position of vulnerability and insecurity. Zuleta also mentioned the plight of barequeros and fishermen evicted by the police to Hidroituango works in the area ranging from Puente Pescadero upstream to the beaches Sardinas and Huayacán de Ituango. The movement Rios Vivos expects the National Authority for Environmental Permits to make a statement on this situation as well, also verified during its visits to the region in October and November last year.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words. Building popular communications by FOI.